I'm LaVon Page, and it's January 2007. Last night, at our regular Wednesday night Bible study group, Adrian Talbot showed up unexpectedly. Adrian has been a member of the group for years, but since last summer she's been living in Black Mountain. So we were delighted to see her. Adrian had with her a letter written October the 18th, 2001, by Keith Peterson. Keith was a long-standing member of the group, and he had attended the Bible study held the day before, on October 17th, 2001. He had missed the previous few meetings because he wasn't feeling well, and he died the following week. But he wrote the letter and mailed it individually to each of us who had been at the October 17th meeting, mainly as a way of explaining what he perceived to be his limited participation in the discussion that night. I read an excerpt from Keith's letter at the Bible study group last night because it provides such a wonderful self-portrait of Keith. So here is that self-portrait, written by Keith very near the end of his life. The people he addresses directly in the letter are Paul Marsh, who died a year or so later, Joan and John Little, Joe Perry and me, and Adrian Talbot. The remark Keith makes about Adrian's appearance refers to an eye infection that she had at the time. From Keith's letter, October 18th, 2001. When I got home last night, Jean asked me, as usual, how my return to Bible study had gone. "Not well," I said, and added, "I didn't know whether my appearance itself had contributed anything to the proceedings, but my participation certainly had not. And at that time, I had no idea, except again old age, why it had not." This morning I woke up with an idea, or ideas, about that, however. And it, or these, I now want to share with all of you individually and or collectively. Thus, this letter. Which is at all times a collective one, that is, even when I address individual ones of you separately, which I will do a lot of, I want all of you to know what I am saying to every one of you. Okay, so let's go, which now we do. Paul first. Yes, we too, nicely said, the blind and the deaf, and you know, the old and the slow. Neither one of us said much, I even less than you, and none of our comments seemed to make much difference to where any other discussions, there were more than one, were going. So, par for the course? Maybe. But we did each read once, less than flawlessly, we must both confess. You got a little lost in Jeremiah, so who can't sometimes? But did you yourself hear the wonderfully revealing mispronunciation I know I at least partly made in reading Psalm 119, verse 99? "I have more understanding than all my teachers for thy testimonies and my medication." Oh well, one sometimes reads what is in the mind rather than what is on the page. Joan, about the only interesting thing I said myself last night was that I was glad I wasn't the discussion leader for this batch of readings. You did, as always, try to lead us into a ponderment of the scriptural words themselves, in this case, in Jeremiah 31, 27-34. Yes, what old covenant is Jeremiah talking about, and what new one? Fair questions. which thereafter were not much addressed. Par for the course for you? You always seem to want consideration of important religious concerns that are explicitly identified in the text, but which are not much followed up on by others. Last night's text, as I'd already said, made for what I thought would have been a hard discussion to lead. But you opened it thoughtfully enough, and then, more or less as usual, picked up very few followers. Everybody, let's try to help Joan find some easier discussions to lead in the future, okay? Discussion leadership, however, shortly passed in practice to you, Levon, and the subject of its focus, our recent September 11th disaster, was increasingly argued by John, and continually tut-tutted by Joe, and I must confess, it increasingly left me behind. So, bad, Levon? Oh, no. If discussions like this can't go where knowledgeable, eager participants want them to go, they're not really free discussions at all, and would not be worth, yes, of course, their salt. You opened to me, Levon, an extremely apt application of ancient wisdom to current crisis, one I had not thought about previously in any way myself. It was a marvelous opening, but one for which I was totally unprepared, so I got increasingly lost in it. John turned out to be defending what I silently thought was my side of the issue between you. But I did not, and, on surprise notice, as it were, could not join in. Bad me. I just wasn't ready, and which I have already confessed more than once, was too slow to catch up. But please, let modern applications of ancient wisdom continue to roll. If we can't apply what we believe to what is happening to us in our own time, what good is what we believe? Adrian, looking last night like a poorly disguised mafia witness facing a hostile congressional subcommittee. Sorry about that, but I couldn't resist. And I fervently hope that your affliction, whatever it is, will shortly subside. You, in your way, were the one most willing to talk biblical text with Joan, but sort of halfway between the Covenanters and the September 11thers. Your Guam story, is Guam the right island? Was much to the textual point. How can a biblical passage be hurled in wrath against a totally innocent offender? Offender to whom? For what? God, after all, is love, in whichever covenant, in whatever murderous missile barrage. What do I make of all this? Well, again, my apologies for seeming to sleep through most of last night's discussion. I was not asleep, and at least I was listening. Will I someday become again an active participant? I don't know, but I hope so. I plan to come back to you, at least in the near future, and see what happens. If and when I do, I will probably at least start by siding with the women. Yeah, let's talk about what the text does for us spiritually, so to speak. That's where I ordinarily start myself. But September 11th continues to afflict me also. Still, mostly denyingly, but always adversely. It was a shock and a joy to find myself brought back to its continuing effects in, what's this? A reading from Jeremiah, for God's sake. Yes, for God's sake. In my mind and in my heart, I join hands with all of you again in last night's concluding prayer circle. Thanks, Joan. Thanks, all of you.